You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Chewie, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to The Movie Show.
What is up?
How you doing?
This is The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
I'm Sesh.
My name's Ryan.
And we are continuing with our Kingsman Marathon.
This is the return of
Week
the Kingsman.
Two.
Yeah.
The Golden Circle. And I feel like we should do this whole show in a British accent, but I haven't done a British accent in so long that I'm not mentally prepared for
this. Well, with this one, it should be British and one American.
Yeah. I'm twanging over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can kind of try and twang. Just everything with the wang. You know, you can... Now I go down again, you know.
You sound like those people from Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama.
Where they speak, or New Orleans, where they speak and they like...
Yeah, southern accent.
Like,
I love a southern accent. Can I just say, when I hear an actor with a southern accent, they get my attention.
No, I'm like that with
100%.
British. I'm like that with Irish. The minute there is an Irish person on screen, I'm just like... This accent came from heaven above.
Especially when, was it in this film? When Eggsy impersonates Mark Strong, his character.
Yes, yes.
When he sees the heads exploding. And yes. He's like, good show there, hey, fellas. Obviously puts a...
Can we just... I'm so upset. Can I... this is a 2017 film. I'm spoilering people. The fact that they killed him, Ryan.
Yeah.
They killed...
Yeah.
What was his name? Mervin? No? Wait, I'll tell you. Merlin.
Yeah.
I was so sad. But the way they killed him.
But he went out though.
No, can I be honest?
He went out of the bank.
This film was... He literally
Country
went out.
Road.
What was funny was the singing made the death funny. I don't know. That sounds so bad.
That's the Kingsman thing.
I was so upset. I was just like, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him. And next one, I was laughing because he was singing. I'm like, they actually made me laugh when I was angry about him die. No, it was real. And then I loved how they brought in the actual song later on when the antidote was being released. That was really cool. Was really cool. Anyway, that's like way at the end of the film. Mm. Yeah. So we have Matthew Vaughn returning, Taron Egerton returning.
And if you haven't watched maybe you've watched the first one and you're about to watch the second one, and the fact that we've just mentioned Colin Firth, you're like
what? Yes.
Yep.
That was cool what they did there.
We won't tell you.
I actually thought that was cool.
We might tell you how he came, but we won't tell you how he came back.
I didn't expect, because they gave him a name. Oh, that guy. What is the person that studies butterflies again? They gave him that name. And... like, there wasn't 1% of me going, oh, Colin Firth's going to show up now. Do you understand what I was saying? Like, in No Way Home with Spider-Man, I was like, it's good. It's Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield's about to show up. Like, with this one, there was nothing in me. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you were kind of over. You were just like, oh, he died. He went out. Yeah. No, it was very sad. Shame.
No,
not expecting him. And obviously, you see how Eggsy takes on, like, this...
But they kind of gave it away because he's on the poster, you know. So you can't like expect he's on the poster.
Oh, serious?
He's on the poster.
Okay, well there you go.
But I did see the image where he has the glasses. That what it actually looks like is it looks like, you know, when you by mistake lose a lens. I thought that happened. Yeah. I was still like, why did they do that? But then obviously that in the one. Film you realize it's not actually that he lost a lens.
You missed it.
There we go. Yeah. It's that his eyes like all like being shot out and stuff like that. But even that, the fact that they chose to do that is very comedic. Like it's the way they bring comedy into these things are very good. And then you had Julianne Moore. She was so good in her role. She was just like the perfect psychopath. She was hectic.
She was.
And then Pedro Pascal, he did pretty good.
Where have we seen him? Although
he was in The Last of Us. Not The Last. What's that series? The Last of Us.
I saw him and I was like, oh.
Anyone?
Okay.
No one knows. Mm. I think it's The Last of Us. Yes, it was The Last of Us.
Yeah, exactly.
He was in that movie. I can actually tell you what else he was in. He was in The Mandalorian, which I have not watched. He was in Game of Thrones. He was in Narcos. He was in Fantastic Four. What? Oh, no. He will be in Fantastic Four 2025. He's going to be in the new Gladiator film, Gladiator 2, which is coming out this year. He's in that.
Okay.
He was in Wonder Woman 1984. That film was horrible. He was in The Equalizer 2. I did watch The Equalizer 2.
No, I didn't. I watched the first one then.
He was in The Great War, which is with Matt Damon. He was in... Yeah, I'm gonna... He's been in a lot of films, man. He's a solid...
We had never really noticed him. Sorry,
When I saw him, I was like, I know his name because he like blew up after doing The Last of Us. So I was like, oh yeah, that's Pedro Pascal. Yeah, as in like, you know, when someone famous like becomes very
famous.
Yeah, they blow up
very quickly.
Yeah, not very quickly, but like they become like everyone's like
right.
at the Met Gala, and then they're at the Oscars, and then like all the fashion people are like, oh look what he wore. Yeah, that blew up.
Can I tell you guys something about fame? When you blow up, after that, moment of silence.
Okay, moving on along. And then Channing Tatum was in this film.
That was a shocker for me.
That was a shocker. But, didn't expect that.
His ridiculous cowboy dance was absolutely ridiculous. It was. It was so... It was kind of uncomfortable watching it. I don't know from a woman's perspective, but
Was that when he went into phase three of the... Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know, but just the way it was just like...
I must be honest, I can't remember. So I wasn't scarred by it.
I was like, this is very odd.
Maybe I picked up my phone at that point or something.
Cowboy dancing.
And then Hailey Berry.
Yeah.
She hasn't been around lately, no. But this was 2017. No. Jeff Bridges.
Who's Jeff Bridges? He
was the head of the Statesman Institute, and the way he spat was just uncomfortable.
You must know.
I was uncomfortable by
you
his spitting.
You must know. That's like genuine
spit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, people, Elton John was in this movie.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? And you know what's weird?
He's a friend.
Taron Egerton acted as Elton John in Rocket Man. So Rocket Man was Elton John's biopic, and Taron Egerton, however you pronounce his surname, I will find out for next week, I promise.
Taron E.
He played Elton John. Yeah. So very, very interesting. I was shocked, Ryan. Are you ready to be shocked?
Let's go.
So, apparently, I just need to find the shocking fact now. Now I've lost it. Okay, wait. Ryan, tell us something else because I can't find my shocking. But we actually, so last week we did the first film and Ryan forgot to mention something that is of great importance.
Oh, wait, hang on. Where's my notes now? Back there somewhere. We could go.
Going to the archives.
Over there.
Yeah, that.
Mark Hamill.
There we go.
Mark Hamill was, come on, star, like all the Star Wars fans, you all know who he was. Like at that moment, I was just like, it's...
Did you recognize him while watching it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, it's Luke Skywalker. Yeah.
I didn't recognize him. Even when Ryan told me he was in the film, I was like, but who was he? And then when he said, remember that? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what other films he's really acted in.
He did come back for one of the latest Star Wars, but it was like a quick cameo.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
That's right.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had quite a lot to say about the more modern Star Wars.
I can't comment.
And they killed him off. Yeah, they killed him off. That's why he wasn't happy.
I need to do like a proper Star Wars.
So then he went to the British.
Do you know, this is just like a side thing, like side fact, that the first sci-fi book, right, that basically paved the way for all of the sci-fi movies like Star Wars and Star Trek that we have today was Dune. That book... was the like kind of the well, the inspiration behind all of the other ones.
So
the book, not the film. They haven't been able to successfully make the films up until now because the previous two versions, shame.
Yeah, I know.
Very sad. But they literally like it was like the origin of like sci-fi stories that so yeah. And I was even chatting to someone who recently watched Dune, huge Star Wars fan. And he was like, he loved how there were elements of Star Wars in Dune. But it's actually that Star Wars took inspiration from Dune. Yeah. But anyway, that's like...
That makes sense.
That's completely... We just went way off. Back to Kingsman.
That makes sense.
So here is the crazy fact, right? The original cut of this movie had a total runtime of 3 hours and 40 minutes. That's longer, people, than like Endgame and like all of those films because those films, Lord of the Rings, those films were 3 hours. This film almost went to 4 hours. But... The movie had so many added scenes during production that 20th Century Fox even asked writer-producer and director Matthew Vaughn if he wanted to split this movie into two separate movies. Vaughn shot down that idea and cut the movie to 2 hours and 21 minutes. That means that we missed a whole, like, 1 hour and 20 minutes. There's a whole 1 hour. Guys, do you understand how much, like juice and, like, meat and, like, story...
Talk about meat.
We need to produce. We need to release the Matthew Vaughn cut. You know, like they did the Snyder's cut.
Do you think they have it?
I'm sure they have it
somewhere.
That's crazy. I wonder why he didn't just do like part one and part two.
How long? 3 hours end.
40 minutes. That's 20 minutes short of a four-hour film.
How long was Endgame?
I can tell you now.
Because Endgame was a very long film, wasn't it?
Endgame was like 3 hours, and even Dune. Dune was so Endgame's runtime. Was okay. No, I need to
switch.
Oh, there. 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So like this film was still like all 38 minutes going for 38 minutes. Mm. Dune Part One's running time, because Dune Part One and Part they are quite lengthy films. If you're not a fan of long films,
2 hours.
Yeah. This Dune Part One's 2 hours and 30 minutes, and then Part Two. I think actually Part Two was also 2 hours and something. 2 hours and 46 minutes.
Yeah.
So Kingsman had another hour to go still.
Why would they have cut it down? Maybe because they feel it's too long or didn't add any value?
Look, I didn't feel like the film was... I don't know. I didn't feel like the film dragged though. And I didn't feel like the film like skipped anything, if that makes sense. So the way they cut it down, they did a very good job. Because it wasn't like, you know how sometimes movies can feel very rushed towards the end because they've spent so much time that they quickly like
now they have to
wrap everything up. It didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
But I'd still be interested. Like,
so
he
cut wisely. He cut it quite nicely.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what the other...
That's painful.
That's a lot. And that was probably a lot of editing.
Do you know how much money they spent?
Yeah.
1 hour and 20 minutes gone.
And all the lines and all the acting. And we're not even talking about how many takes... Like, maybe some of those scenes that they cut out were quite painful.
Yeah. Like, I write essays, and, like, I'm that person that when you have to write a 750-word essay, goes to, like, 1,000, 2,000. It's so painful taking away those words because they're meaningful, you know?
So are you saying that maybe if we cut this movie into a part three, the only thing is what would be your highlight of part two?
I don't know. Maybe he just felt like it wouldn't work with the gap.
Your crescendo, your...
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so back to the cast. This cast includes 5 Oscar winners. Julianne Moore, Halle Berry, Jeff Bridges, Colin Firth, and Sir Elton John.
Very good.
Elton John has an Oscar. Oh, wait. They do have music as an Oscar category. Okay. Mm. And 1 Oscar nominee, Emily Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Emily Watson?
It's Emily. What? Watson.
What?
Yeah.
Ah, of course.
Yes.
She had blonde hair though in the film.
Yes.
Yeah, she. That's what other films has she acted in? We know this
a lot.
Person. Like one of famous films? She has acted in a lot, you're right.
I've heard her name.
Yeah. Anyway. Still shocked that Samuel L. Jackson hasn't won an Oscar.
Is there another woman surname, another woman actor that has the surname Watson?
Watson, yeah. Isn't it Emma Watson?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
She was Hermione in Harry Potter, the girl.
Yeah, that's her.
That's her.
Emma Watson.
She also played Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Yeah. So this film was good. It was different.
Did you by any chance feel like this film was kind of like the first film again, just different antagonist? Because, I mean, same thing. It starts off, you see Iggy in the car, then he has that really cool fight scene in the car. In the first one, it was, what was his name?
Colin Firth.
It was him in the bar. And then...
But I loved how they played tribute to the bar scene from the first film. But obviously, he messed it up because he wasn't... I love that. That was so good. Like when the cup hits the wall and then everyone was like...
Yeah.
But like the whole And then they redid it now with Pedro Pascal's character, but with the whip.
Yes.
Yeah. And the scene where they were in the, you know, the, what's that thing called, where they were in the snow and then like that what's it called, man? Cable cards.
Oh, yes.
But the glass cable card, that was really cool. That. And the final fight scene was so good.
The mincemeat.
That mincemeat that messed one, me up. Right? That mincer was really freaky.
Yeah.
I was very disturbed.
Go and look at the CG of this film. You'll be very surprised. You'll actually be very shocked the amount of CG and how they did it. Some like face replacements and like all sorts of weird stuff. You're just like, right, okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's got time.
To do that. Mm. Yeah, no. But I enjoyed it personally. Look, the whole thing on the whole drug question, it's very like, it's so basically the whole thing was, if all of the drug addicts in the world were going to die, technically then there would be no more drug addicts in the world. So now do you let all the drug addicts die? Because like a lot of social problems go away if all of, this sounds terrible, if all of the drug addicts die, or do you save all of the drug addicts? I'm glad they saved them though. I feel like the Christian answer would be to save all the drug addicts.
Yes.
But it was morally, you're like, dang. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You can't kill people.
Yeah, you're just like hectic.
Can't kill them.
And then hopefully they don't go back. You know, they learn, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs, kids.
Exactly.
And adults alike.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables. Cut out sugar.
And don't eat meat.
No, eat meat.
From this film.
Not from this film.
You don't know what meat you're eating.
Don't ask. Pray grace over your food.
If it tastes funny, don't eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure it tastes different.
Yeah, no, that was hectic. That mincer was very gross. So for me, like, it fit within the whole Kingsman storyline.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't predictable. So, like, I know you said, was it a repeat of the first film? It continued the storyline. It had the same, like, you know, like, everything, but it wasn't predictable. But the fight scenes I loved. I loved the last fight scene for me. I was just like, this is insane. This is so good. It wasn't necessarily realistic, but it was so, so good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the third film.
Yes.
Definitely looking forward to the third
film. There's a third one?
And there's a fourth film coming out
soon.
There's
a fourth one coming, guys.
So, yeah. But next week we'll be back with the third film. I think there's some weird Russian dude in it. Looking for Rasputin.
There has to be.
I think they go back to World War One and Two. To like the origins of Kingsman, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
But then that means Colin Firth and they won't be in it. I think. I don't know.
You never know.
We'll find out next week on the movie show.
Yes.
Until then. Maybe we'll do next week's show with British accents. We must practice our British accents, Ryan. Then if you want us to do the next show in full British accents, comment down below.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. This has been the movie show.
All right.
Peace.
Cheers.